We have heard from Director D.N.I. Clapper of the terrible, horrible damage to national security done by, Snowden, by releasing this information. I'd like you to comment on that. I don't understand how national security was breached. We knew publicly, from 2006 at least, from the report in the USA Today on May 11, 2006, about the basically the existence of a massive NSA database of metadata from domestic phone calls. That was reported back then. We debated it in this committee and on the floor of the House in connection with reauthorization, I believe, in 2012 and in 2008, but at least several times. So that was known publicly. The only thing that was not known, as far as I can tell, that was revealed was the specifics of that court order, which tell us nothing other than what was already public, plus you can have it for whatever length of time it was. And even the stuff about Section 702, we debated that at length in the FISA Amendments Act debate a couple years ago. So that was pretty known. The only thing that may not have been known is the exact technical capabilities. But my assumption, and tell me why you think this is not correct, is that any terrorist or would-be terrorist with half a brain in his head would assume that all electronic communications are vulnerable and may be subject to interception. And how does what's his name just released add to that assumption or change that assumption?
Well, and let me address the last point first, because I often hear it that any terrorist who has a brain would figure it out. The fact of the matter is they're terrorists and they're terrorists. And I can speak generally, but I cannot go into some of the more details as to specific harm to national security. But I can tell you every time that we have a leak like this, and if you follow it up and you look at the intelligence afterwards, there are persons who are out there who follow this very, 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 very closely, and they are looking for ways around it. One of the great vulnerabilities that terrorists understand is their communications, and they are consistently looking for ways to have secure communications. And any tidbit of information comes out in terms of our capabilities and our programs and the like, they are immediately finding ways around it. And if we lose, as we, one of my problems is that we're going to lose because we've got chat, VoIP, a number of other things, lose our ability to get their communications, we are going to be exceptionally vulnerable.